Hello, welcome to the DeMartini Show. If you're the kind of person who loves personal development, you see yourself as a bit of a philosopher at heart, and you love to learn about universal laws and human behavior. And if you love empowering your life and doing something that makes a difference, then you've chosen to tune into the perfect podcast with Dr. John DeMartini. He's a human behavior expert with over 48 years of research into human behavior and performance. And what he shares across all of these episodes will set you up with a competitive advantage in all the areas of your life. If you're listening to the show for the very first time, then take the time now to click the subscribe button. That way you'll be notified whenever we load new episodes. And when you get to the end of this presentation and you feel you've gained value from it, we'd love it if you would take the time to rate this podcast and leave us a review. This week, Dr. DeMartini shares 10 daily habits that can completely transform your life now and into the future. These are extremely valuable daily actions ranging from documenting what you're grateful for to the power of visualization and affirmations. If while listening to this episode, you think of people who'd benefit from hearing this episode, then help us help others by passing the link of the show on to them too. Your action could come at the perfect time to help them transform their life. At the end of the session, if you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini and his work, or if you'd love to chat to a member of the DeMartini team, then log on to drdemartini.com and use the live chat feature bottom right of the screen. So get your pen and paper or your digital note taker ready, and let's get started with this week's very valuable presentation, 10 Daily Habits to Change Your Life. Enjoy.
For many years, 48 plus years actually, I've developed a series of habits that have helped me fulfill the dreams that I've had in my life. Some of them I'd like to share with you. I won't say that this is the only set of habits that I've had because they've evolved over the years, but they are things that you can do that can help you unquestionably. There are many, many teachers out there with a list of things that you might do as a daily ritual, and many of them are very useful. I can't say that you want to be locked into any one set, my set or anybody else's set. You need to find what is natural for you. First, I want to say that some people have very different hours than other people. I know a very successful actress that is goes to bed at 4 or 5 in the morning and gets up midday and has a completely different ritual. I also know a very successful business person that's up at 4 o'clock when they're going to bed, somebody else is getting up. So I don't want to say that it's mandatory that you have a certain pattern. Very successful doctor that was a mentor of mine had a late morning ritual and went to bed early in the morning also. So I just want to say that each person has their own time clock. There are biological rhythms. There is the suprachiasmic nucleus and the hypothalamus that is involved in circadian rhythms that ideally we could benefit by. But if you normalize your clock consistently in a certain pattern, your body will adapt. So ideally, it may be wise to get up early and go to bed early, but that's not always the case for each person. Some people are morning and some people are afternoon people. So I just want to say, whatever the time frame is, there are certain things that you could do that could start your day. And I'll give you a variety of them that I found that helpful to me and things that I've seen helpful to some of the clients I have and colleagues that I've known. First of all, I do believe that when I do arise, I do love going through my head on a series of internal dialogues. And I have a set of dialogues that I've had since I was 17. And there are some that have evolved and that have achieved and now have evolved further into new sets. But it's no harm to have a dialogue inside your head. Some people have called them affirmations. Some people call them quotations to recite. Some people call them internal dialogues. The word affirmation is not just positive statements. I'm not a promoter of just positive fantasy statements. But if affirmation means to make firm in one's mind, a condition of firmness in one's mind. So I do believe that having a statement that is deeply meaningful, that is inspiring to you, sort of a checkup from the neck up to start your day, I have found it very productive. I have a series of my, I get up in the morning and I say to myself that I'm a master of persistence. I do whatever it takes. And I do what I love and I love what I do. And I'm grateful for the opportunities that I have before me on a blessed appreciation each day. And I have a series of things. You know, I've said for many years that I'm a multimillionaire money magnet. I have many different statements that are true today. All of those are realities today, the ones that I've been saying. Now, to say that that affirmation is the only thing that made it come true is not true, but the affirmation is a statement about how I want my life, that my life demonstrates I'm committed to taking actions on. So if you're going to make statements to yourself in the morning, make sure that they are truly aligned with what you value most, and that your life is demonstrating concerted effort and incremental momentum building actions that are leading to that outcome. Or otherwise, you're going to internally conflict with yourself and kind of have a BS meter go off and say, that's not it. So, but I do say that in the morning. I do have a ritual that I do. And I also think about from what the night before, I document the things I had the opportunity to do, which I call my gratitude journal. And because I've done that towards the end of the night, I wake up with that on my mind and they're pretty fresh. So I can be thinking about the things I'm grateful for. The business opportunities, the people I got to meet, the interviews that I've gotten the opportunity to do, the clients I've gotten to work with, the income generating opportunities, business opportunities, celebrity I've gotten to work with, things I've gotten to do with my family. Last night, I got an opportunity to have a birthday dinner, which is lovely. But going through and documenting exactly what it is that you get to do each night and waking up with that and kind of going through and thinking about what you're grateful for and having your internal dialogue, I think has merit. I've been doing it all these years and I think it has merit because it aligns me with what I'm committed to and reminds me of it, even though I don't need really a reminder. It's something I do every day anyway. I delegate pretty well everything other than what I'm focused on. But I do believe that that's impactful because the reality is that those statements are all real today. They're all what my life is demonstrating. So I do believe that saying statements to yourself in the morning can be useful. Paul Bragg taught me when I was 17 that what you think about, what you visualize, what you affirm, what you feel, and what you take actions on every single day does make a difference. It determines sort of your destiny. And I've said many times, the hierarchy of your values dictates your destiny. And so if you're stating something about how you want your life that matches what you value most, and the statements are congruent with that, and they're not polarized and fantasized, you know, I'm always happy, I'm never sad. Those are fantasies. But whether I'm happy or sad, whether I'm supported or challenged, whether I'm attract opportunities or threats, I know that both of them are synchronously balanced and guiding me to the authentic self. If I say things that are reminders about how I want my life and how I can achieve for life, great. You can state that I'm at the right place at the right time to make the right deals, that I stick to priority, and I prioritize my daily life and delegate all things that are uninspiring. I fill my day with inspiring actions. You might as well do it. I have in my book that's right next to me here, probably a 29 page internal dialogue that I run through and read periodically. And I just love going through it in my mind. It's how I wanted my life to be. If you don't fill your day with high priority actions that inspire you, it's going to fill up with low priority distractions that don't. So starting your day with a reminder of exactly how you want your life, how you want to live, the priorities you want to do, and check up from the neck up. Or you can get up and you can actually type them all out and you can go through and read that checklist. Not just a general checklist, but the highest priority actions that you've proven that work. And having that as a reminder, when I was in practice many years ago, 39 years ago now, I had a daily checklist and I would read it in the morning and I would read it evening. And anything I didn't get done, I would look at why. Is it not linked to my highest values? Am I not really committed to it? And if I was not committed to it, I'd link it to the values or I'd delegate it. If I'm not doing it, I'd delegate it or I'd link it. Either go and do what you love through delegation or go love what you do through linking, I found. But having a checklist is also a great thing to have. You wouldn't want to go fly a plane without a checklist. You wouldn't want to fly your life in a day without a checklist. Might as well start the day with a checklist. But I'm a firm believer of having an internal dialogue. It can be useful. and making sure it's clear. And of course, while you're saying it, look and see it in your mind's eye. There's no harm in having a visual board, as the vision board, as they used to talk about in The Secret. There's no harm in having a visual book. I don't have a vision board. I have a vision book. And the book has pictures all through it about how I want my life that are come true. They're all real today, that pretty well I've set out for over all these years. So I'm a firm believer that utilizing your brain, your thoughts, your vision, your internal dialogue, your feelings, they all help. Now, there are polarized emotional feelings and there are synthesized feelings. And the synthesized feelings, which is gratitude, love, inspiration, enthusiasm, certainty, and presence, those feelings have a higher probability of aligning congruently with what you value most. So I make sure when I get up, I go through it and I kind of love getting my gratitude tier to make sure I'm grateful and that I'm inspired by what I'm focused on. And so seeing what you would love to do, saying what it is you'd love to do, thinking of what the priorities are and going into state of gratitude and thinking about what is the highest priority thing. After a while, I've done it so many times, I know what the highest priorities are, and sticking to the highest priorities of the highest priorities of the highest priorities is going to increase your momentum, your energy levels, your vitality. And this morning I got up right out of the bed and I started doing push-ups, and I did 132 push-ups. And then I went jog for about just up under at the 4 mile mark. And then I came back and showered, and here I am now getting to do this. But I before I got up, I got up about 5 minutes before I was to hit the push-ups, but I did that exercise. I visualized what it is. I internally dialogued with myself and I thought about my day and thought about the priorities. I knew some of the things that I was going to be having on my agenda. I thought through them, what would be the highest priority thing I could do to deliver. And I knew that I was getting ready to do some of this, the presentation on the daily wake-ups and also during the day. But those are all very, very valuable things to do. And keeping a record, as I said, at night of the things you're grateful for, I have the largest collection of those that anybody I've ever met in life. I don't know, maybe there's somebody out there that I haven't met, but I have thousands and thousands and thousands of pages of, I had the opportunity to, and it's my gratitude journal. And I keep those daily. So anyway, that's a way you can start it. You will definitely get more vitality if you'll do a little exercise. If you drink water, you don't eat unwisely. Those are wise things to do. You know, live not to eat, but eat to live. Look at what works and what doesn't work for you and stick to a routine that works to maximize your energy levels. If you have a rhythm and a consistency and a moderation with your physiology, you're probably going to get more energy out of the day than you will more accomplished in a day. And then making sure that you delegate. If you're not delegating lower priority things, you're going to be trapped doing low priority things. And in the process of doing that, you're going to be in your amygdala, and your amygdala is less efficient, less energized than the other, because it keeps having futilities. It's searching for that which is unavailable and trying to avoid that which is unavoidable all the time. Whenever you're in the amygdala, you're in a judgment mode. And when you do, you tend to want to change others relative to you or you relative to others, and you've got futility there. So prioritize your day, get back up in your executive center, get into your visual center, get into where you can articulate what it is you want to do, and start your day that way. I think that's just a wise thing to do. And those with a clear vision, if you can actually paint the picture in your mind's eye of what you want, you're going to increase the probability of achieving it. Phelps demonstrated that in his gold medals, his many 28 medals he's received. He saw it in his mind's eye and that became his reality. So I don't think anybody would argue with that. Almost anybody I know that's achieved greatness, they use the power of their mind, power of their vision, power of the, I mean, I imagine Elon Musk is seeing himself going to Mars, and he's then creating that reality. So use your brain, use your thoughts, and the little affirmations in the morning, or little words of power, I call them, they're articulating exactly what you want. And don't write something that's BS. Write only what your life demonstrates you're committed to. Don't waste your time on anything that's not really most meaningful, priority, most important. And find a way to delegate lower priority things to go in, and then go produce something and do something that serves people, so you have the remuneration and fair exchange to be able to pay for people to delegate it, so you're not trapped doing low priority stuff. You'll have more energy, you'll get more done, You'll be more of an exemplar of possibilities for other people, which will open up doors of opportunity. So anyway, those are some things. And then make sure you eat wisely and don't live to eat, eat to live. Eat the highest priority foods, just the right amount, not too much, not too little, to maximize your performance and have a rhythm and learn what's working and stick to it. If you do that, you're going to have more out of your day. It's that simple. And schedule your day. If you don't schedule your day, other people will. If you don't fill your day with your own agenda, other people will fill it with theirs. Opportunists and distractions will take over. Just like if you don't pay your wealth and pay your money into your investments before, you'll end up with unexpected bills eroding it. People always, if they pay themselves last, they always have unexpected bills that erode the potential for building wealth. If they pay themselves first, they put the money into the investments and they don't have as many unexpected bills. Well, the same thing in your mind. If you focus on how you want it, you don't get it what you don't. It's that simple. If you don't go after challenges that inspire you, you get challenges that don't inspire you. So those are things that can start your day as a little habit. And yeah, that doesn't take but a few minutes a day. If you structure it and get a checklist made up of the statements that you want to do and recite them for a period of time, exactly how you want your life, I think you'll find it might blow your mind at what happens. And structure it, formalize your life in some degree and develop it. If you can see it, have a series of pictures. I went over to American Express travel service one time and I went in there and I said, I'd like every brochure you have. And they go, are you planning a world tour or something? And I said, yes, I am. But not all at once, but over time. Okay. And I came back and I got a foot and a half of stacked brochures in those days. And it wasn't electronic in those days. And I came back to the office and I got some scissors out and I cut out every picture of all the places in the world that I want to do. And I just kept looking at those pictures. And then amazing things happened. I started to end up having trips and programs there that show up there. People would hire me to come into those locations and I'd be real close by where the picture was. I was amazed at how many of those things. And I knocked out all those pictures. I mean, the China Wall, the Eiffel Tower, all the places that I thought I'd like to see the wonders of the world. I even went to where the Colossus at Rhodes, the wonders of the world were. And so I cut out the pictures and by God, they showed up in my life. Same thing with the celebrities I wanted to meet. I made a list of all the celebrities I want to meet. And one by one, all 50 of the people that I wrote on that list showed up in my life. Didn't take that long, really. So I'm a firm believer that, you use your brain. And that's all those actions can help you start the day. And the little exercise is very valuable. No harm in doing a little exercise to get a little circulation going. I don't think excessive amounts, but a moderate amount of exercise would be helpful. And drink a lot of water. And don't OD on sugar. And I don't know about you, I don't use stimulants. I don't do coffee or tea or drugs or alcohol or anything like that, because what they do is they create volatilities, ups and downs. You get up and then you go down and then you got to do something else to get up again. I don't do that. I drink water. I believe that universal solvent of water is the wisest thing to be filling your brain with. It cleans out the brain. It doesn't clog it up. It allows the brain to function better. And that's what you got. Your brain is your greatest asset. So you might as well drink water and eat wisely and make sure you get a little bit of rest, as you know. And I think that's a good starting point of the day. Now, during the day, that doesn't mean you can't do some of those same things during the day. When I get a little opening in my day that I didn't anticipate or something that I may not have had scheduled, or maybe I had an interview that lasted less than I thought and I got an extra 10 minutes, I'll go to my gratitude systems and update it throughout the day instead of waiting at the end of the day and update it during the day. I'll also maybe go through and do some of the reciting. Those little internal dialogues are in my head throughout the day. I remember when I was 30 years old, I used to go through 600 internal dialogues a day on average, at least 600. And no harm in that having that, because you what you think about, you bring about. What you say to yourself, you tend to think about. You know, Think and Grow Rich with Napoleon Hill, he talked about auto-suggestion and there's some wisdom to it. I don't think fantasies, I don't think just little positive statements all the time that I'm happy and, never have the other side. I think that's delusional, but you want to state it that's in a way that's in line with what's truly valuable to. Don't waste your time on visualizing, affirming, or thinking about something that's not really, truly you're dedicated to. Because anytime you're going after high priority things, you grow. Anytime you go lower priority things, you slow yourself down and you self-depreciate. because you procrastinate, hesitate, and frustrate on things that are low in your values. So during the day, you can be doing that also.
Listen up. Imagine knowing with absolute certainty that your life is working for you, that you're on track, and that you're making progress towards the goals and dreams that you desire every day. If you've been an avid listener to this podcast, you'll have heard Dr. DeMartini mention his signature program, The Breakthrough Experience. It's a two-day weekend seminar where he shows you how to take everything that you've been learning on this podcast and put it into practice so that you can gain the shifts that you most desire for your life. If you would love to transform your life, and if you've been a little bit uncertain where to start or how to get there, then join Dr. John DeMartini at The Breakthrough Experience so he can show you how. What you'll learn in these 2 days is truly life-transforming. It's time to put the power in your hands to create your magnificent life. To find out more, go to demartini.fm/seminar. You can also access the link in the show notes below. We look forward to seeing you there. And now, let's continue with this episode.
In the evening, it's a great time to start documenting what you accomplished. And I always say that if you find yourself with a series of agenda for the day, priorities for the day, and you get them all done by 4 o'clock, then add one more. And if you get that one done, then add one more. But don't do goal overrun. Watch out for goal overrun. Goal overrun is when you actually stack up 50 things that you're going to do that's unrealistic. And at the end of the day, you feel like you didn't get it all done and you feel like less. Mary Kay from Mary Kay Cosmetics told me about goal overrun 35, 36 years ago. To not set too many in one day. It's better to set the highest priority actions, fewer in number, and get them done. Don't set projects that take multiple days in a daily action. Chunk projects down into daily bites and make sure that they're doable and reasonable for the day. So you, at the end of the day, you actually can get what you set done. It's very important to do that. I was involved in a mastermind group many years ago, 35 years ago, with a very elite group of people. I was very blessed to be a part of it. And we had a responsibility at the end of each mastermind meeting to declare what we were committed to by next week, and we would have done. And if for some reason you didn't have it done, you were released from the group, and you didn't want to be released from the group. So you would set something that was not too low, because that would be kind of not inspiring for the people to be in a group with you. It's doing little trivias, but at the same time, something that's too high where you can't get it done, you're out. So it taught you to set real goals and real times. So it really wise to set small action steps that day, each day. And then if you get done early, add another one. But one, you can do that in that time frame you have left. It's wise to prioritize those actions and to break them into small bites so you can do them on a daily basis and make a habit of doing what you say. You'll build momentum, you'll gain confidence. The instantaneous personal magnetism, that book years ago, talked about starting with a little goal, achieving it, starting with a little bit bigger goal and achieving it, a little bit bigger goal. And he started, Edmund Shasbury started with the idea of just draw a circle and then draw a square and then draw a triangle and achieve it, just to make your mind go, I set the goal and I achieve it. I set the goal and I achieve it. And every time you practice setting a goal and achieving it, because it's high in your values and it's incrementally more challenging as you go, you develop the brain power of achievement. So set goals for the day that are priority, that are in small bites, that you can know you can get done. So at the end of the day, you feel you fulfilled what you set out and you did what you said. And you develop a walking your talk and a accomplishment mentality each day, and then document what you did. At the end of the day, document the metrics of what you actually accomplished relative to the goals that you have. So if you have a goal, I had a goal to be able to do a certain number of consults with corporations around the world. And so every time I got to do the corporate consult, I logged it, documented it in underneath the goal. Here's the company. Here's what I got to do. Here's the company, here's what I got to do. And I started metricing the goals to find out if I was really committed to the goals. If there was never progress being made on that goal, then it must not be real. But if I'm making progress week by week or month by month, I can see that there's a metric that's showing it. That allows me to be really clear about the goals that I'm setting. So if it's really important to you, you'll metric it. And if you're metricing it, you'll accomplish it and you'll keep your mind focused on it. And they'll also, if you document what you did accomplish at the end of the day with the gratitude and the metrics of what you said you wanted to do with it, you did, you'll have more gratitude. It's just a wise reciprocal relationship between those as you do that in the process of building a momentum that way. So metric what you set as a goal, make sure you set objectives for the day that are doable that day. As you accomplish them, get another one and add another one, but stick to the ones and make sure they're priority, and then put together a checklist on those things that have proven to work. Ask yourself at the end of the day, what worked and what didn't work. And the things that work, make a list of it. The things that didn't work, make a list of it. So you know what's working. And then you can check that list off every day and make sure you're doing the things that are proven to work. And if you find yourself doing the other ones, either delegate it if it's not something you're inspired to do, or go fill your day with something that's more inspiring to do. You know, I'm a firm believer that if I do the highest priority things, I get results. The checklist that I used to have in my practice was a goldmine. I still have it in my book here. I have a different one now that I use, but the one that I did was a goldmine. Without a doubt, it helped me stay focused. It reminded me every single day of the things that are proven to work. And I can monitor it on a daily basis. And my stats, if you're not keeping stats on what you're achieving on a daily basis, that's also a great return. In other words, if you're in sales and you say, I want to make 10 sales a day or whatever the number is, how many did you do? Here's the goal. What did you achieve? What's working? What's not working? You want to make sure that you have some sort of a stat, a feedback to yourself, so you're not lying to yourself, and also prioritizing it and making sure you have a checklist there. These are basic things that really make a difference in people's lives. And yes, if you're in my situation, I've delegated so much away that I really only do the things that are highest on the priority. I don't have to go and do the other stuff. I've got people doing most of that now. So I basically, and I found that when I did that, it helped the business. So it doesn't cost to delegate. It pays because you're free to do the higher priority things that go and produce the more for you. So in the long run, it's wiser to do that. But having a checklist like that and a priority list and a metric list and a stat sheet, you know, some people say, well, that's kind of neurotic. I don't want to do all that. Well, okay. At the end of the day, you might beat yourself up because you can get the things done. I found that many times people will have fantasies about what they want to get done. They don't get it done, then they beat themselves up. I have no interest in doing that. I'm interested in having a productive day. And if I don't fill my day with high priority things and keep them that focused on it, I'm likely to have a self-depreciation. Self-depreciation is nothing more than a healthy biological response to let you know you're not living by priority. That's all it is. So if you don't structure what the priorities are, you don't have a checklist for the priorities, you don't have a metric to give you incentives to keep on those priorities, well, you got nothing to look at except yourself and why it's not producing the results you want. And so I think that's a very valuable feedback to give yourself. At the end of the day, you want to document what you did. And I think that that's, again, I just say it this way. I had the opportunity to do this meeting, have this consult, meet these people, serve this client, do this consulting, do this podcast, webinar, write this article, send off this proposal, whatever it may be that I may be involved in, I document what I do and I keep a record of it. And then I take it from that and I put it over into my metrics on what I accomplished if it's something that I'd set as a goal. And I'm amazed. I keep records of all the podcasts I get to do and how many people are roughly on it. So I look at how many millions of people I get to reach each year. I look at the number of articles. I even keep records of all the books. I'm at 632 books now that I've been referenced in. And because I had a goal when I was in my 20s to be able to make some sort of contribution in the world enough where people would write about me. I read Isaac Asimov, who is a science writer, a brilliant science writer that in my about 20, 21, 22 years old, I was reading, I kept seeing his name, and I go, God, this guy's in almost every book I pick up. And I thought, wow, I'd like to be able to make a contribution like that, man. So I set it a goal, I wrote it out that I want to make enough contribution on this planet that 1,000 people with 1,000 books would reference me. And now every time a book's referencing like that, that I find out about it, I document it, I get a picture of the book, I document it, the name of the book, who it was, and I'm 632. I think I'm about 5 to 10 years away from that goal being met. That's a long wait. It's almost 50 years of wait. So what? I'd rather have some sort of goal that I'm accomplishing. At least it gives me a metric that I know I'm making some sort of contribution out there. It's feedback. So I keep a record of the things I'm grateful for. And some people think, you know, I'm a little bit excessive about it because I do that. Well, I don't think so. I think I'm just grateful. I think what that does is it gives me something to be grateful for every day. It's a document and proof that what I'm saying that I'm doing. It's a document proof that what I'm intending, I'm creating. It's a document proof of the contribution. Why wouldn't you want to keep a record of that in life? You know, when I was in practice years ago, when somebody would come up to me and say, you know, I wasn't able to make love, but because of what you've done in the work, I can now, my back is doing so well, I can actually make love again. And we're now going to have a baby. Or I now can play sports again, or I can now go back to work again. And when I would do that, I would get teary-eyed. And they would say those kind of comments. And I would say, would you please just either write that down or put that in a recording? And man, when I would get those things written up and put out in the front reception room, and patients would read those testimonials and the stories, and they'd be brought to tears. And I found that helped me help more people. It helped them have more persistence. It helped them be more diligent in the work. It helped me, it helped them, it helped the person. I'm like, why wouldn't I do that on a daily basis? Why wouldn't I document what I'm blessed to be able to get to participate in life? So I think I think the small amount of time, a few minutes a day, 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes in the evening or something, that's insignificant compared to what it pays off. Insignificant. To document what you do and to be able to look at that. I mean, look at the impact it has. You can read it at any time. If you're not inspired, you'll get inspired again. And your family will be able to read it. Your kids will be able to read it. My students get to read those. And it inspires them to go and push themselves to do more with their life. So I'm a firm believer that that's a wise thing to make a habit. I think that's the way to end the day. And if you do, you'll have something to go to bed with gratitude on. Because if you read that, you go, wow, I really got to do a lot. I mean, I've had some days where I'm just mind blown by what the opportunities that have come in and the connections and the leads and the opportunities and the people we reach. I sometimes get off an interview that I get to do and I get teary eyed because of what we got to say and the impact it's had on people. And I think it's on a daily basis, every time you do what you intend, please document it. Please write down that you had the opportunity to do it. And if you have a goal journal where you actually have the day you set the goal and the day you achieve the goal, the day you expected to achieve the goal, if it's before you expected, that means you're setting too small a goal in too long a time frame. If it's afterwards, you're probably setting too big a goal in too short a time frame. And both of those give you feedback to set real goals in real time frames. To have real objectives, not fantasies. Fantasies tend to make you self-defeat and depreciate into nightmares. But real objectives that are goals that are really, truly meaningful, that are really in line with your values, that are chunked down into small bites, that you can see in your mind's eye. One of the signs you have a real goal is that it feels impossible for you not to fulfill it. It feels destined. It feels done. It feels not in the future. It feels like it's already happening. I want to write a goal that gives me that. I've got thousands of those written down, thousands, and they're coming true. And it's amazing watching them. I mean, it's just amazing. I had an opportunity this last week that was mind-blowing. Just mind-blowing opportunities, economic opportunities. And so I'm a firm believer that, you know, I set out when I was in my 20s that I want to be in movies. Well, I've gotten to film in 50 movies now, 50 documentary movies. And I set that out in my 20s. I didn't know what that was. I just knew that I wanted to be able to be myself. I didn't want to act. I want to be myself in there. And wow, that the documentary movies allowed me to be me. And I get to still get the film out there. So I'm a firm believer that you write down exactly what you want. Start that day with it. Focus on that. Metric what you're accomplishing. It. Write your gratitudes at the end of the day. The small amount of time per day of what that takes compared to the return on the investment is unquestionable. If you saw my 30 volumes of those, and these volumes aren't small volumes. I got one of the volumes here. You can't see it, but It's about 900 pages here. That's one volume. That's how much information. And people go, well, whether you spend a lot of hours on that. I said, yeah. And that saves me a lot of hours. So just want to take a few moments today to go over some things that I found myself doing that spontaneously helped me achieve what I want in life, to help me become financially independent, to help me reach people around the world, have my global business, to help me wake my genius ideas up, to help have social influence, to help be vitalized at 67 almost, be inspired, have a global family dynamic, all the things that I set out to do. Those little habits make big returns. You know, it's like piggy banks become piggy banks. Little baby action steps make big dreams. And if you do little action steps consistently, you'll build momentum. And momentum makes you unstoppable. So I just want to show those ideas. And along with that, there's a masterclass that I want to mention. It's called How to Accelerate the Progress and Achievement. So I just made some comments today, but there's more in this class. And if you'd like to join me, I'd love to have you there. I'm certain if you got something out of this class, you're definitely going to get something out of this class, the How to Accelerate Progress and Achievement. And I'm going to give you also if you sign up today, Awakening Your Astronomical Vision, how to expand your vision, have an astronomical vision so you can make a global difference. Today, we're in a globalization. Soon we're going to be in solarization. You might as well get prepared for the astronomical vision. The people who are, I mean, Bezos is out there, Richard Branson is astronomical. Elon Musk is astronomical. The people who are astronomical are leading the fields today. This is about you giving yourself that, because you want to make a difference, might as well make a bigger difference. So this is How to Accelerate the Progress and Achievement. And if you sign up today, you'll get a free gift, Awakening Your Astronomical Vision. It's an inspiring CD, I promise you, or online, you'll get it online. But join me for this. I look forward to seeing you there. Thank you for joining me today. Look forward to seeing you next week.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you'd love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please click the subscribe button so that you're notified when we add the next episode. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini and his work, then please log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of our DeMartini team. We'd really love to get to know you and to understand what you're wanting to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. We'd also love to invite you to join us in the DeMartini Stay Inspired Facebook group, which you can access by linking to demartini.inc/inspired. Our goal in the community is to help you to clarify your vision, stay focused and inspired, and take the appropriate actions to empower all seven areas of your life. So join us by linking to demartini.inc/inspired. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay focused, stay inspired.